Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Best game of yesterday was the Commanders coming back from 13 down at the start of the fourth quarter to take the lead against the Eagles. Then they found themselves down again by 5 in the final minute. Rookie Jaden Daniels led him down the field, and with no timeouts and 10 seconds left, did this.
Second and goal at the 10. Snap to Daniels. Eagles break 4. Into the middle of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Bram,
that's amazing.
Is it Bram Weinstein or Weinstein?
I'm not sure.
Well, but Jerry's the NFC East guy.
Very loud in that broadcast booth.
Okay.
Well, I believe Chris Carino and Brian Baldinger did that game on Compass Media Networks because I worked it with them. And Chris's call was fabulous. I'm pretty sure, I don't know this and I didn't verify it, but I'm pretty sure they must have been in the booth next to them.
Oh, no.
I would swear you could hear the guy screaming.
Oh, I don't, it doesn't shock me.
Through the walls, which was pretty wild, but that was a hell of a football game yesterday.
Yeah, Bram Weinstein, I'll say it's Commanders Radio, delirious call on a delirious ending. 5 touchdowns for Jaden Daniels, overcoming 5 turnovers from Washington. They get the 2-point conversion, beat the Eagles 36-33, keeping the NFC East crown open for at least one more week. Eagles lost not only Jalen Hurts in this game in the first quarter to a concussion, it was Kenny Pickett the rest of the game. He was also nursing some kind of hand or elbow injury, kept working out his arm on the sideline.
And then x-rays, I believe, today for a rib injury, I think.
Oh, wow.
So he's got more issues. And one of the plays in this game that no one will probably talk about because of Daniel's brilliance at the end, boy, Devontae Smith misses a ball at the 8-yard line. That might have...
It opened the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Eagles lost a few defensive players, too. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who also got ejected. And I understand injuries happen. It's part of the game. But it was an impressive comeback, especially since it did feel like Washington was dead for a big part of this game. But Kenny Pickett played 3 full quarters and was compromised. The Eagles still should have won that game. And you mentioned it. The Devontae Smith drop on third down, which would have basically allowed them to run the clock out.
Yeah,
I'm not getting caught up with this win for Washington here. It was impressive.
No,
they
this
won.
Was a good win.
Yeah, for
this
them.
They were down 21-7, 14-0. Saquon Barkley's running all over them. And whatever they did to change that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he did not do a whole hell of a lot after the first quarter.
Two things can be true. The Eagles can look at it and be like, look, yeah, there, a lot of things had to happen for us to lose this game. But it's big for the Commanders because in recent weeks, I feel like the bloom's come off the rose a little bit. You know, they got off to the great start. Daniels was banged up. Eagles got them the first time around. So, yeah, if you're telling me they're going to line up and play a third time and the Eagles have Jalen Hurts and they're at full strength, probably going to take Philadelphia. But it's a nice way for Washington to get to 10-5. They haven't had 10 wins in over 10 years.
And think about what you just said. How many games can you think of that a team that turns the ball over 5 times can actually still come back and win that game?
Yeah.
That is nuts.
Here's some Jaden Daniels.
Sure.
There he is.
I think you live for these type of moments. You know, you got those guys that came in on the win streak they were on. They were hot. And they're a very good team, rightfully so. Good offense, good defense, all around, well-prepared team. And you want to go out there, see where you match, and you match up against those type of guys.
Yeah. So Eagles side, the Hurts injury was the biggest part of the loss. I don't know how much you guys caught of it. You know, I have Red Zone and Sunday Ticket on during my football show every Sunday. Hurts looked like he was getting ready to put his helmet back on the sideline.
He did put his helmet back on.
Yeah, he was getting ready to come back in.
I think that call came from above.
Oh, yes.
Yep. So, and then went to the locker room, and that was it. And here was Nick Sirianni, asked about it after.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the medical staff yet, so I don't have any updates on any of that stuff.
It seemed like he wanted to go in, and then he came out. Like, can you kind of walk us through what happened there on the sideline?
Yeah, anything that has anything to do with the head is out of our hands there.
Yeah, there was a staffer who, like you said, got word from above, and he had to tell him multiple times, like, no, you got to turn around and go into the locker room.
And he clearly looked dazed.
He was a little wobbly.
Yeah. They saved him from himself there.
Late window best game on paper was the best game as well. Vikings and Seahawks went back and forth the entire way. Geno Smith, hit A.J. Barner to give the Seahawks the lead 24-20. So it was up to the other former Jet QB, Sam Darnold, to respond, and he came up with this absurd throw.
First and 10 from the Seattle 39. 3:58 to go. Seattle leads by 4 in the fourth quarter. Sam steps up. Sam throws left. Caught! Jefferson!
All right.
No, he's my favorite.
Paul Allen. Is there anybody else who delivers the bird call just, like that?
I'm sure there's some people that don't care for it because it can be loud. I'm not even talking about the big touchdown calls. Like, because I get to hear a lot of him doing the Sunday show at Sirius, just like his play-to-play calls. He's awesome, man. He's tremendous. And as far as this throw goes,
it's like a jump throw.
Forget how good the throw was. That's a play after he got his leg, ankle.
Yep, rolled up on.
He was limping where I thought he was going to have to come off the field. And for him to step up and deliver that ball
and knowing
in
he's
between
gonna get,
traffic.
And knowing
yeah.
he's going to get hit again.
Now, you could say that the safety maybe took a bad angle coming across and it, you know, could have been picked off or knocked down.
Doesn't matter. That ball's got to be in one spot, and it was there.
You talk about the type of confidence this guy's playing with right now.
That dude is earning himself a big contract.
Wow.
So there,
maybe the Jets can sign him. Ha, 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 ha.